KD Country 94 weather.
Sign up to win two seats on our KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake Royals bus trip, which is scheduled for Sunday afternoon, May the 5th, as we cheer on the boys in blue as they host the defending World Series champion Texas Rangers. Sign up to win at these fantastic Royal businesses across North Central Kansas, in Glen Elder at Cunningham Telephone and Cable, in Downs at Miller Hardware LLC, in Osborne at Girard's Grocery Store, in Mankato at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, in Jewell, sign up at Boner Welding, and in Beloit, you can sign up at Dairy Queen, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, and Ray's Apple Market. Not feeling lucky? Then call us at 545-3220 to book your spot now, as seating is limited. That's 545-3220. Hurry, these seats will go fast. It's going to be a Royal Blue Spring with KD Country 94 and the Kansas City Royals.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 58. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 28. Daytime highs approaching 45. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 54.
I'm Elijah at Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. You depend on your vehicle every day to get you where you need to go. The best way to keep it ready and avoid breakdowns is through proper maintenance. Whether it's oil, fluids, filters, spark plugs, belts, hoses, or brakes, we can help. Give yourself the peace of mind of knowing your vehicle is ready to go. For fast, friendly vehicle maintenance, call Kiever Brothers Automotive in Beloit. Find us just south of the courthouse or on the web at KieverBrothers.com.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
From the Associated Press, Kansas legislators are moving to impose tougher prison sentences for harming or killing police dogs, and the measure has bipartisan support, despite questions elsewhere over how the animals are used in law enforcement. The State House expected to take a final vote Wednesday on a bill that would allow judges to sentence first-time offenders to 5 years in prison for killing a police, arson, game warden, or search and rescue dog, or a police horse, and mandate a fine of at least $10,000. Killing the dogs already is a felony in Kansas, but the maximum prison sentence is 1 year. The maximum fine is $5,000, and the law does not specifically cover horses. Approval by the Republican-controlled House would send the measure to the GOP-led Senate. When the House took a preliminary voice vote Tuesday after a short debate, only a few members voted no. The measure is a response to the death in November of Bane, an 8-year-old dog used by the Sedgwick County Sheriff in Wichita, the state's largest city. Authorities say a suspect in a domestic violence case took refuge in a storm drain and strangled Bane when a deputy sent the dog in to flush out the suspect. The bill is sponsored by two prominent Republicans, House Speaker Dan Hawkins and Representative Stephen Owens, chair of the House Corrections and Juvenile Justice Committee, but it also has the backing of Representative John Carmichael, the committee's top Democrat. The federal government and some states already allow longer prison sentences than Kansas. Under a 2000 federal law, a person who kills a police dog can be sentenced to up to 10 years in prison. In 2019, the possible penalty in Florida increased from up to 5 years in prison to up to 15 years. Tennessee increased its penalties in 2022, and Kentucky did so last year. We do have one job opening to pass along, as Agmark LLC has a full-time position open in their accounting team of the Beloit office. Successful candidates should have customer relations skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude, ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience, and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send applications to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on their website at www.agmarkllc.com/jobops. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit, and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Women of Faith Beloit Methodist Church has a Valentine's Bake Sale today at 7 a.m. till sold out. First Bank Community Room, the donations go to missions. Also enjoy breakfast at the VFW Post Hall this Sunday, February 18th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Menu includes waffles, sausage patties, ham, scrambled eggs, hash browns, biscuits and gravy, fresh fruit, coffee, and juice. Due to increased cost of food, a $10 minimum donation per person, $5 children 12 and under. The donations go towards the purchase of food and support local scholarships. Free square dancing lessons at the Front Porch Event Center this Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. And you can learn how to square dance. It's 602 Mill Street in Alton. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Well, does not have to get it across half court. There's 9.9 on the clock. Remus has it, brings it across half court, ahead to Thompson. Thompson gives up the Knight. Knight wisely doesn't shoot it, and Beloit runs out the clock, and the Beloit Lady Trojans come on the road and knock off Sacred Heart in Salina, 34-29, to clinch at least a share of the league title. Adami to throw it in far side. They're looking for Matucci. Here goes Mars. They give it to Adami. Five on the clock. Adami gives it up. Will Tuttle. Johnson on him. The high arcing three on the way. He's short. Rebound. And that's it. Beloit. Crown the Beloit Trojans. They are the North Central Activity Association outright league champions with a win on the road against a state-ranked Sacred Heart Knight team in a classic. Your final, Beloit 57, Sacred Heart 54.
More on the wins for Beloit coming up in this sportscast. We also look at other high school hoops from Tuesday night. The Kansas Basketball and Wrestling Coaches Associations have released their new rankings, and a look at college hoops. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And on Katy Country 94 on Tuesday night, a doubleheader in Sylvan Grove. Osborne winning over Sylvan Lucas on the girls' side 55-31, and the Osborne boys won 58-31. More on those games coming up. On Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel, it was a doubleheader sweep for Beloit at Sacred Heart in Salina. The girls winning 34-29 and the boys won 57-54. More from Wade Gerstner coming up momentarily. Other scores from Tuesday night in the area. On the girls' side, Lakeside falling to Lynn 66-32. The Lady Bulldogs win. Rock Hills over Southern Cloud 48-20. St. John's Tipton beat Pike Valley 67-52. Thunder Ridge a 58-19 win over Lincoln. And Concordia beat Phillipsburg 52-34. On the boys' side, Lynn winning 47-45 over Lakeside. Rock Hills completes a sweep with a 42-18 win over Southern Cloud. St. John's Tipton finishing off a sweep on the boys with Pike Valley winning 63-44. Lincoln boys won 76-29 over Thunder Ridge. And Concordia won 50-38 over Phillipsburg in non-league action. You can find full NCAA and Northern Plains League scores at ncksports.com. Once again, Wade Gerstner was in Solana on Z96.3 Through the Lake and the Beloit Trojan Channel on Tuesday night.
It was a league title clinching night in Salina for the Beloit girls and boys basketball teams, as both teams win on the road against Sacred Heart. Girls win 34-29, clinching at least a share of a league title, and the Beloit boys win an outright league title with a 57-54 win over the Knights. In the girls' game, Beloit held Sacred Heart to without a point for the first 5 minutes and 50 seconds, led 5-0 early, led 9-7 at the end of one, outscored Sacred Heart 11-2 in the second quarter, led 20-9 at halftime, led by as many as 14 in the third quarter. Sacred Heart hit a couple of threes, cut the deficit to 8. Beloit would go up 10 in the fourth quarter. Sacred Heart go on 7-0 run, cut it to 3, but Beloit with some clutch free throws from Addie Budke, Ashlyn Knight, and Peyton Remus able to hold off Sacred Heart. Despite not making a shot from the floor in the fourth quarter, Beloit hit 7 free throws out of 10 attempts, and they get the W 34-29. Beloit girls are now 14-4. They've won 7 in a row, 10 of the last 11. They're 8-1 in league play and clinch at least a share of a league title. They're led by Addie Budke with 11 points. Ashlyn Knight had 8 points. She was our SNS Drug and Home Health Athlete of the Game. The Simcon of Kansas Utility Player of the Game, Marley Fowle, with great defense on Katie Weiss, holding her to 10 points below her average. She only had 4 on the night. The block of the game for H&R Block and Beloit went to Addie Budke. In the Cunningham Telephone Cable Connection game, Ashlyn Knight to Brecken Boudreaux, as the Beloit girls win it 34-29. Sacred Heart falls to 11-7, 3-5 in league play. Adeline Lee, a freshman, led the way with 10. Beloit girls can clinch an outright league title with a win coming up on Friday against Minneapolis on senior night. Boys game was a rematch of a game played 21 days ago. The Beloit was down by 12 with 2:22 to go came back to tie it and eventually win it in double overtime. And the rematch did not disappoint. Sacred Heart jumped out early, 10-5 lead, their biggest lead of the night. Beloit would go up by 5 in the third quarter, 43-38. We had 9 lead changes, 5 ties, and Beloit with clutch free throw shooting in the fourth quarter, as Noah Gershner with 2 clutch free throws, Jackson Cheney 2 clutch free throws, Quinn Eilert hit 1 out of 2, and Beloit down the stretch hit 5 out of 6 free throws and able to hold off Sacred Heart by a final of 57-54. Last second 3-point shot by Sacred Heart was off the mark, and Beloit clinches their first league title since the 19-20 season, and it is an outright league title. They're undefeated 9-0 in league play, can finish a perfect league season with a win Friday at home on senior night against Minneapolis. Beloit boys have won 7 in a row, just like the girls. They're now 17-1, the number one team in 3A knocks off the number 9 team in 2A, the Knights, for the second time this season. Beloit absolutely earned the league title in Salina on Tuesday night. 57-54 was the final. Noah Gershner led a balanced offensive attack. He had 14 points, 3 for 3 from the line on the three-pointer. He was our SNS Drug and Home Health Athlete of the Game. Bryce Beisner with 13 points. He is now just 6 points away from cracking 1,000 points in his career. Eli Jansen chipped in with 9. Jackson Cheney had 10 points, hit a big three-pointer in the fourth quarter and 2 clutch free throws. He had 2 threes on the night. Joel Rexroth had 4 points off the bench. Quinn Eilert chipped in with 7. Joel Rexroth and Jackson Cheney were our SinCon of Kansas Utility Players of the Game. Cunningham telephone cable connection in the game was Noah Gershner on a dish over his shoulder to Bryce Beisner on a fast break opportunity for a layup, and Beisner got the block of the game for HR Block in Beloit. Beloit boys now 17-1, 9-0 in league play with a 57-54 win over Sacred Heart. Sacred Heart falls to 15-3, 5-3 in league play. They were led by Max Ehrlich with 12, and Michael Matucci added 11. Once again, your final scores from Salina. What a night to be a Trojan. The Beloit girls clinch a share of a league title with a 34-29 win over the Knights. The boys make it a sweep. They win the nightcap between two state-ranked teams. Number 1 and 3, Beloit 57. Number 10 and 2A, Sacred Heart 54. Beloit boys clinch an outright league title. Reporting for Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports, I'm Wade Gershner.
Thanks, Wade. On Katy Country 94 and big Northern Plains League matchups, it was the Osborne Bulldogs getting a sweep over Sylvan Lucas. On the girls' side, Osborne won 55-31, and on the boys' side, the Bulldogs picked up a 58-31 win. In the girls' contest, Osborne jumped out to an early lead. It was actually tied at 2, and then Osborne scored 12 straight points to take a 14-2 lead. They led 20-5 after the first quarter, made another 6-0 run to start the second quarter, and led 34-11 at halftime, 44-23 after 3. They go on to win it by 24, 55-31. They led by as many as 28 in the third quarter. Osborne was led by Gracie Reiner, the SNS Drug and Home Health Athlete of the Game. She had 20 points, including 4 3-pointers, 12 points added by Grace William. Bloody Dogs are now 14-3, 8-1 in the league, and keeping their hopes alive for a chance at a league championship. Levy Reiner got the block of the game from H&R Block and Beloit. The assist from Levy Reiner to Grace William in the first quarter was our connection of the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable. And our utility player of the game from SinCon of Kansas was Addison Poor. Also for Sylvan Lucas, they dropped to 13-4, 8-1 in the league. Leading the way was Emma Klein with 13 points, and she had 8 of those in the fourth quarter for the Liddy Mustangs. On the boys' side, Osborne led 14-9 after one quarter, but used the second quarter to create their separation. They went on a 15-2 run at one point to take a 27-11 lead, led 34-15 at half, 44-21 after three. They got it extended out to a 30-plus point lead at the end to get the running clock going in the fourth quarter. 58-31 was the final, a 27-point win for the Bulldogs. Johnny Hamel was outstanding again with 31 points, the third time this season he scored 30 or more, just 1 point off of his career high. He had 7 3-pointers, 7 of 11 from beyond the arc unofficially. 10 points added by Dalton Garman with a couple 3-pointers in the second quarter. Osborne's now 16-1 overall, 9-0 in the Northern Plains League. It was their 14th consecutive win overall. Hamel got the athlete of the game from SNS Drug and Home Health, and Beloit our block of the game from H&R Block. Beloit went to Nathan Goheen, and an assist from Aiden Conrad to Nathan Goheen in the third quarter was our connection of the game from Cunningham Telephone and Cable. And Doak Guttery got the utility player of the game from SinCon of Kansas. For Sylvan Lucas, they saw their 8-game winning streak come to a close, suffered their first league loss. They're now 11-6 overall, 8-1 in the MPL. Connor Charvat led the way with 12 points, 11 added by Lane Homewood, as again Osborne wins it on the boys' side 58-31, and the Osborne girls win 55-31 for the sweep. More on high school hoops coming up tonight. Listen to our high school basketball locker room chats. We'll be joined by the head coaches of Boyd Osborne Smith Center and Thunder Ridge beginning around 5:15 on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. Newest Kansas Basketball Coaches Association rankings are out. Class 3A boys, Boyd number 1, Ellsworth number 5, and 2A boys, Sacred Heart number 9. Osborne's number 4 and 1A Division 1 boys. The Osborne girls are number 10 in 1A Division 1, and 1A Division 2 girls, St. John's Tipton number 7, and the Smith Center girls in Class 2A number 7 as well. Kansas Wrestling Coaches Association rankings are also out this week, heading into the regionals and postseason. In Class 3-2-1A team rankings, Hoxie still number 1, Smith Center's number 6 this week. 3-2-1A individually, Brogan Monty of Beloit number 1 at 113 at 215 pounds. Eli Franklin of Smith Center number 2, Brody Boudreaux number 4 for Beloit. Carson Montgomery of Smith Center number 2 at 285. A couple 6-ranked wrestlers this week from Smith Center, Parker Hutchinson at 150 and Luke Franklin at 190. Full wrestling and basketball rankings are posted at ncksports.com. Shifting to college hoops and Big 12 play on Tuesday night, Iowa State picked up an important road win. The 10th-ranked Cyclones won 68-59 at Cincinnati to move to 19-5 and stay tied atop the Big 12 with Houston at 8-3. Also, number 12 Baylor won 79-62 over number 25 Oklahoma, and 19th-ranked BYU slipped past UCF 90-88. Men's action takes a break in conference play until Saturday when all 14 teams will be in action. On the women's side, 7th-ranked K-State on the road at Iowa State tonight. Wildcats 21-3, 10-2 in the Big 12. The Cyclones come in at 13-9 and 7-5. Tip off at 6:30 on ESPN Plus in Ames. Kansas is 13-10, 6-6 in the conference, hosting 12-11 and 4-8 Cincinnati tonight. That game also tips at 6:30 on ESPN Plus. A full look at the Big 12 hoop schedules can be found at Big12Sports.com. That's all good sports. I'm your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.